Hi, my name is Bowie and I'm one of the engagement assistants at Turner Contemporary. The artwork I will be describing is called I Will Walk Down to the End with You If You Will Come All the Way with Me. It is a textile installation, a series of nets knotted with twine used traditionally to string up hop plants. As I enter the gallery on the ground floor, the shop is on my right, and ahead of me is a wall of introductory text about the exhibition. To my left, the draping hop nets hang suspended from the ceiling, cascading down the full two-story height of the building and sweeping past the first floor balcony. They hang motionless against the backdrop of the gallery's floor-to-ceiling windows. Out of the windows, I can see the sea and the famously expansive sky that J.M.W. Turner loved to paint. The nets obscure parts of the view, while in other areas the coastal scene can be viewed through the nets like a filter. They fall in swooping folds, hanging like huge hammocks or fishing nets at different heights from the floor, and meeting some people at eye level. They are made of one macrame knot called a square knot, which looks a bit like a pretzel, and has been repeated thousands of times entirely by hand. All these knots create a diamond pattern, the size and shape of which can be mimicked by pressing your thumbs and index fingers together. When the nets were under tension on the loom, this was a very neat geometric pattern. However, the removal of that tension has allowed the knots to shift, and now the pattern is slightly more tangled. The ever-changing light interacts with Anya Galaccio's work. When a mist descends, cold grey light floods the space, throwing the nets into harsh relief against the white walls and metal window panes. On a sunny day, the gentle brown of the hop twine warms the gallery. The shadow it casts on the walls reminds me of a continuous line drawing on white paper. When viewing the artwork from the first floor balcony, the experience is quite different. I can look straight through the nets, and it appears denser, blocking the view through the windows more. This creates a greater sense of being in amongst the nets, despite the presence of the balcony ledge as a physical barrier between us and them. From this angle, it is also possible to see the mechanism by which they are hung. Some fall from rows of hooks in the ceiling, while others are stapled. These nets hang flush against the walls before flowing out into the space. Now there is no noticeable smell from the nets, but when they were being made and constantly manipulated, the earthy smell of the hop twine was really strong. This material is also incredibly hairy and rough, with bits of the plant's bark still caught in the twist of the thread. It had its own character during the knotting process, with certain lengths proving malleable and others much stiffer. In this way, and in the shifting of the diamond pattern, it is the perfect example of how Galaccio seeks not to control her materials, but to embrace their natural qualities.